If you go onto YouTube and tap Horror Academy, you'll come across a rather startling video, which is the work of an association here in Gouin called Horror Academy. And I'm with Aurélien Audreno.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be with you.
And Étienne Leroy.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
Who are two members of the association. Mm-hmm. Now, first of all, you can tell me, Aurélien, what's this video about?
The video is about a countess which used to live in the 18th century in the castle of Trangely. And it's about her life, her disillusion, especially with her husband, which has a problem of being too kind to other women beside his wife. Well, I'm not going to go too in-depth about the trailer. I'll let you discover a little by yourself. But yes, it's about how the countess discover everything which happened around her husband and how she kind of explode and go in a rampage and decide to create a malediction, a curse which will last for a century until someone decide to break the curse.
Yeah.
Well, it's basically a teaser for an escape game, which it's going to be an outdoor journey on the 28th of October.
Again, tell me a little bit about this. 28th of October in the Chateau of Trangely here in Gouin. What's going to happen?
There will be many things. The main event is going to be like the route on the wood, which is like an escape game. Starting around like 6 p.m. to probably 1 a.m.
Quite a long evening.
Time. Yeah. It's not forbidden, but not really advised to belong 14 years
yeah,
old.
Below 14.
But before 7 p.m., there will be a few hours where children can actually do the route, the journey that we're talking about.
Okay, in the woods around the castle.
So it will be less frightening for the child. And alongside that, we'll have in the chateau of Castle of Trangely and the in the hall of Trangely, we'll actually have a small maze for children to be able to also have a little fright, be a little scared. We'll also have a comedian, which will be there to count some stories, horror stories.
Yeah.
Because we mustn't forget that it's Halloween that we're talking about here.
Mm, of course.
I've never done an escape game before, but I understand there's a certain time element. You have to solve a riddle, you have to solve a problem in a very short time.
Yeah.
Actually, in most of escape games, it is, but not in ours. Our escape game is really made to be a horrific one.
It's going to frighten people, is it?
Of course, really scary. So if we put a time limit to this, people are going to really like freak out and it's not the point.
The point is to scare people, is it?
Yeah.
It is scare, but also to be able to discover the story of the countess. And in this case, they really have to solve every riddle and discover the story alongside each of these. The complete tour of the wood is about 1 hour to 1 hour 30.
And it's all going to be done in the dark.
Yeah, it's going to be in the dark.
Two last things we didn't mention is first, there will be two fire shows.
Basically, performers which actually juggle with a ball of fire, something like that. They actually also play a lot with fluorescent paints.
Yeah.
Especially in the night, it's impressive. And besides that, we're also going to broadcast the final of the Rugby World Cup.
We never know. Maybe France is features in the final.
No, I mean, we're a favourite, so we don't want to miss it. And I'm quite sure our future participants don't want to miss it either. So, we'll broadcast that, even if France doesn't end up in the final.
I first heard about your association because I saw a photograph in the newspaper which showed you all disguised. You actually made the video, is that right?
Yeah, we did, actually.
Are you video technicians?
No, we are not. The last year, we already did a little teaser for our parkour. And we wanted to step up a little our games. and the brother of our president, Julie Pierre, is actually in a video technician class, and which some friend of his, he came to help us in making that teaser.
Okay, because it looks very professional. It looks very frightening, very dark.
We definitely tried to step up our game. They came with multiple camera, professional cameras, microphone, and we decided to, even though we're not professional, still play the multiple casting roles.
What were the best things about making the video?
I personally really enjoyed when I discovered the story and when I visualized what character I'm gonna be. And it's quite a good story. I personally like it. Of course, it was like hard to make the video, but I think we are all really proud of it.
We'll just have a quick reminder. Now we're talking about the 28th of October.
Yeah.
Which is very close to Halloween.
Mm-hmm. It's on a Saturday.
Starting in the afternoon.
But people can come at 2 p.m. until, the last participant will be able to start at midnight. And after that, Etienne said, people will end the parkour around 1:30 a.m.
Oh, so people can come at midnight?
Yeah.
Until midnight.
And is there a winner?
No.
Well, no. You win if you're able to... And to finish the parkour and solve the case and, break the curse.
Which might not be as simple as you expect.
It sounds easy, but perhaps it's not so easy.
Yeah, not so easy.
Things that can look easy in daylight, especially, are not that simple when you are in the woods by night.
Expecting something to come out from behind every little tree you see. Yeah, I think the waiting for something to happen is what will make it harder to solve and break the curse. For now, we have 100 participants already, because you can book.
Tell me how to do that.
Parkour. On our social medias, Instagram, Facebook, we've already put out the number you can call in order to book the tour.
Is it going to cost anything?
The whole tour cost €8. During the day, we'll also have a restoration. You'll be able to eat some crepes. We also have a bar which will serve water, coke.
Blood, perhaps?
Yeah, of course, blood.
There'll be blood.
Mainly red wine, but it looks like blood.
Okay. Well, Aurélien Adreno and Étienne Leroy, thank you very much indeed, and good luck for your special event at Halloween.
It was a pleasure
talking
with you. Thank you.